A reading from Luke 15, 31-32. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
What a great summation of the biblical narrative of life and death, sin and redemption, everything. It's all here in this summation that the Father gives. It is also that wonderful song, Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. I once was lost and now I'm found, was blind but now I see. Anyway, have at it.
Well, it's powerful. I mean, the rebuke of the father is very gentle, but it's a very clear rebuke. I mean, the brother has to see how he was living outside of design. He doesn't say, you know, you despicable son, get away from me. He says, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. So Jesus, in telling the story, points to the father who also loves the self-righteous person. And so even though Jesus is exposing these Pharisees, he's showing that he loves them. And that's very helpful because for me, I have a harder time naturally loving self-righteous people than wicked sinners. For the self-righteous people, I want to say, get over yourself. But even in this declaration, Jesus is saying, the father even loves the older brother. He's just trying to get the older brother to see that there is a better way than trying to earn your way in and keep your status, that there should be a rejoicing that we're all in the family. One was dead, now is alive. One was lost, and now is found. And I think this is the whole aspect of Keller, Tim Keller captured in his book when he called this parable the prodigal God. It's not about the prodigal son. The extravagance that's released here, beyond the extravagance of waste, is the extravagant love of a father who embraces the wild, rebellious son and the self-righteous older brother. And it's great because every one of us can find ourselves in that story. We've either squandered it and lost everything, and God in his graciousness called us back in, or we've been self-righteous, thinking we're owning our way, and we realize one day, or some of us have been wild, wicked, got back in, and then became self-righteous brothers. So any way you look at it, God in his love reaches out to us and takes delight in bringing us back into relationship.
I think that's very helpful for all of us because let's say we've found Christ, and I think one of the early easy mistakes is now I have the love of God, and you still are actually surrounding it with yourself, and that can easily then be corrupted into self-righteousness, and that's just a general application. But I think that this is this parable is also what is it's showing us how grace really works, an undeserved gift, which Paul talks about in Ephesians in great detail, but. It's that generosity of God and the abundant generosity of God to anybody willing to receive it is actually startling to our everyday way of looking at things.
Yeah. And then that's a life process of having self taken out of us. I've been pursuing Christ for almost 50 years and really actively for 30 years. It's been the core and the center of my life. But every day I find a battle for self. My self wants to be recognized. My self wants to earn its way. My self wants attention. And the gift of God is I get to lose self because my identity is rooted in something far better than me. It's rooted in his love and what he declares about me.